Welcome to 100 Years Ago in Butte, as told through newspapers of the day. Just as today, alcohol occasionally led to mishap. Headline: Falls 20 feet on head and laughs. Jack McDonald, a miner who has but one leg, took a sensational tumble yesterday afternoon for a distance of 20 feet at the corner of Broadway and Main. He laughed when he reached the bottom of the stairs. When officers Gilbert and Hawes arrived, expecting to find a dead man, McDonald was very much alive. He was arrested on a charge of drunkenness. This morning, Judge Whitty decided his tumble was punishment enough, and the case against him was dismissed. Woman with bare tootsies in police court. Nettie Powers, barefooted and wearing a bathrobe, appeared in police court this morning to answer a charge of vagrancy. Judge P.J. Whitty decided to be lenient with the woman and allowed her to go home for her shoes. Because of the snow on the ground, she was given a free ride to her home in the police car. Alleges dope was put in his drink. Harry Day appeared at the county attorney's office yesterday afternoon and declared that he had been robbed of $113 by Andrew Anderson. Day says that he was drinking in a South Arizona street saloon with several persons, including Anderson. Day alleges that knockout drops were put in his drink. Frank McVeary stooped over to pick up a match on the sidewalk at Utah Avenue and Aluminum Street yesterday in Butte, when he claims an automobile truck bumped him on the nose. McVeary was taken to the emergency hospital where treatment to the bruised nose was administered. After the olfactory organ was patched up, a charge of intoxication was lodged against him and he was held in jail. Alex Sofas, who drove the automobile truck, was also arrested and will answer to a charge of reckless driving. In a special dispatch to the miner, Whiskey Jim loses money, Dateline Dillon. Whiskey Jim, a Chinese man of the city who is known only by that name, complained to the sheriff this morning that he had been robbed of $20 last night by a man to whom he had given shelter. Jim said that he had found the man wandering the streets and had taken pity on him and taken him home to his house at the north end of town. After giving him a meal, he had allowed the fellow the use of the cabin to sleep in. This morning, he had disappeared with Jim's money and has not yet been found. He is evidently hiding in the brush along the river, and the officers expect to capture him before night. Thanks for listening to 100 Years Ago in Butte.